Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Washington Senators and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, George Case. Batting second. The center fielder, Stan Spence. Batting third. The right fielder, Gene Moore. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bob Johnson. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Mickey Vernon. Batting sixth. The catcher, Jake Early. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jerry Pretty. Batting eighth. The shortstop, John Sullivan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ray Scarborough. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Ray Scarborough. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Don Gutteridge. Batting second. The center fielder, Milt Burns. Batting third. The left fielder, Chet Lobbs. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Vern Stevens. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Mike Chartek. Batting sixth. The first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Harlan Clift. Batting eighth. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Nels Potter. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Nels Potter. And now, play ball. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Gene Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Burns who is chasing the ball. Moore reaches third base with a triple. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Moore scores. It's 1-0, Senators. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That's a pickoff. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge takes first base on ball 4. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns takes first base on ball 4. Gutteridge moves to second. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 3-1, Browns. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike Chartek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chartek hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn strikes out. Two outs. Harlan Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Senators 1. The Browns will come to bat. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Nels Potter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potter hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan strikes out. One out. Ray Scarborough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scarborough hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 0-for-1 in the game. Case bunts towards the mound. Potter fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 0-for-1 in the game. Spence hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's Senators, 3, Browns, 3. Gene Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Moore hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Moore moves to second. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Vernon hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Burns takes first base on ball 4. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Lobbs takes first base on ball 4. Burns moves to second. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Stevens takes first base on ball 4. Burns moves to third. Lobbs moves to second. Ewald Pyle now pitching. Mike Chartak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chartak is 0-for-1 in the game. Chartak hits a ball on the ground, foul, for an out with unknown description. One out. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0-for-1 in the game. McQuinn takes first base on ball 4. Burns scores. Lobbs moves to third. Stevens moves to second. It's 4-3, Browns. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0-for-1 in the game. Clift hits a ball on the ground towards third. Johnson fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Senators 3. The Senators will come to bat. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early is 0-for-1 in the game. Early takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0-for-1 in the game. Pretty strikes out. One out. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-1 in the game. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Ewald Pyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pyle hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Senators 3. The Browns will come to bat. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 1 in the game. Farrell hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Nels Potter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potter is 0 for 1 in the game. Potter takes first base on ball 4. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Burns hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Senators 3. The Senators will come to bat. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Case hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Spence hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Chartak, who is chasing the ball. Spence reaches third base with a triple. Gene Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a triple. Moore hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Johnson hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Senators 3. The Browns will come to bat. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Lobbs hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Stevens takes first base on ball 4. Mike Chartak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chartak is 0 for 2 in the game. Chartak hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Senators 3. The Senators will come to bat. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Vernon hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Early hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0 for 2 in the game. Pretty hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Senators 3. The Browns will come to bat. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0 for 2 in the game. Clift takes first base on ball 4. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 2 in the game. Farrell strikes out. Two outs. Nels Potter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potter is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Potter hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Senators 3. The Senators will come to bat. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 2 in the game. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Sherry Robertson pinch hits for Ewald Pyle. Sherry Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Case hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Senators 3. The Browns will come to bat. Mickey Hefner now pitching. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Gutteridge strikes out. One out. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks, Burns hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Lobbs hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Senators 3. The Senators will come to bat. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 2 for 3 in the game, with a triple and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Spence hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Senators, 4, Browns, 4. Gene Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Moore hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Johnson hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-4, Senators. Mike Krivic now playing right field. Archie McCain now pitching. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Vernon takes first base on ball 4. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Vernon moves to second. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Early hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0 for 3 in the game. Pretty hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Vernon scores. It's 6-4, Senators. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 3 in the game. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 6, and the Browns 4. The Browns will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Stevens hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. McQuinn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 6, and the Browns 4. The Senators will come to bat. Mickey Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Case hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 3-for-4 in the game, with a triple and two home runs. He's got 3 RBIs. Spence hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 6, and the Browns 4. The Browns will come to bat. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Clift hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-3 in the game. Farrell hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Mark Christman pinch hits for Archie McCain. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The game is over. The final score, Washington Senators, 6, and St. Louis Browns, 4. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.